Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of SJVN Limited, hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Elara Securities. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all for the Q3 FY24 conference call of SJVN. I take this opportunity to welcome the management of SJVN, represented by Geeta Kapur Madam. She has taken additional charge for Chairman and Managing Director. She's also Director Personnel, and Mr. AK Singh, Director Finance. So we will begin the call with a brief overview by the management, followed by a Q&A session. I will now hand over the call to Geeta Madam for opening remarks. Over to you, Madam.
Thank you. A very good evening to all of you present here. In addition, we are also accompanied by Shri Sushil Sharma, Director Projects. I'm extremely happy to share that now our installed capacity is 2,227 MW, with the addition of two projects. In the recent past, we have commissioned one 75-MW Ghura solar project in the state of Uttar Pradesh, with capacity to generate 160 million units of energy per annum. The power from this solar project is being sold to Uttar Pradesh Power Corporation. We have also commissioned 60-MW Netwar-Muri hydro project in the state of Uttarakhand, with capacity to produce 337 million units of energy per annum. As on date, the power is being sold through power exchange. Thus, in terms of latest addition, 135 MW more power has been added, resultantly adding approximately rupees 270 crore to our revenue per year. In the quarter ending March 2023-24, we are further looking at adding 240 MW of renewable energy projects. Three projects, namely 50-MW Vijray solar power project in the state of UP, 100-MW Raghanesda solar project in the state of Gujarat, 90-MW Omkareshwar floating solar project in the state of MP. All these three will be commissioned within this quarter. As you are already aware, that presently the largest operating hydro project, Nathpa Jhakri Hydropower Station in Himachal Pradesh, is owned by us, SJVN. Tomorrow, the country's largest hydro project, 3,097-MW Italian hydroelectric project in the state of Arunachal Pradesh, will also be constructed by SJVN. As far as the progress of Italian hydroelectric project is concerned, our manpower has already joined the project site. DPR has been revalidated, land acquisition, R&R awards finalized, and forest diversion cases likely to be finalized soon. SJVN has been allotted 5,097 MW in total five projects in Dibang Valley of Arunachal Pradesh. Giving you a brief of our projects, as on date, nine projects of 2,227 MW and two transmission lines are under operation. Four hydro projects of 1,558 MW and seven solar projects of 1,425 MW are under construction. We are excited to inform you that Government of India has approved our proposals for formation of two joint ventures. One with Assam Power Distribution Company Limited for execution of initially 1,000 MW renewable energy projects in Assam, and the other joint venture is with MahaGenco, which is Maharashtra State Power Generation Company Limited, for execution of 5,000 MW of renewable energy projects. I'm happy to inform that SJVN has been certified as a Great Place to Work by the Great Place to Work Institute after rigorous review of our organization. The two main parameters for the assessment are trust and innovation, and SJVN has scored very high on both. In addition, SJVN has secured 10,000 crore construction finance facility for its upcoming renewable energy projects from a group of leading domestic and international financial institutions. SJVN is the first PSU to enter into such an arrangement for financing. Recognizing the technical expertise of SJVN of working in fragile Himalayan geology, National Highway Authority of India has entered into an agreement with us for monitoring and review of their design services and construction works focusing on slope stabilization. Regarding the third quarter results, generation from our main two hydro projects decreased by 13.36% and 12.79%, that is NGHPS and RHPS respectively, as compared to the same period last year. This was mainly due to low precipitation in the catchment areas and subsequently low discharge in River Satluj. Our newly commissioned Netwar Mori hydropower station started generation and has produced 24 million units, and recently commissioned Gurra solar power station has generated 9 million units till now. The generation from our renewable energy projects has increased by 13.50% this year. Revenue for operations decreased by 2.7% over the same period last year because of lesser generation from the hydro projects. Profit after tax decreased by ₹155.64 crores compared to third quarter over the last year, mainly due to lesser generation and slight decrease in capacity incentives. However, net worth has increased marginally by ₹163 crores. You may kindly refer to the speech of Honorable Finance Minister Shrimati Nirmala Sitharaman while presenting the interim budget for the year 2024-25. As per the scheme announced by Honorable Finance Minister, under Pradhan Mantri Suryodaya Yojana, 40 gigawatt of electricity will be added by rooftop solar by the year 2025-26. We are extremely happy to share that SJVN has figured as one of the key players among the CPSEs. SJVN has been allotted three states, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Arunachal Pradesh. As envisaged in the scheme, 10 million beneficiaries will get 300 units free electricity every month. This will result into savings of ₹15,000 to ₹18,000 per annum for them. Subsidy has also been raised from 40 to 60%. In this interim budget, allocation of ₹10,000 crores has been done for rooftop solar scheme. It is said that infrastructure and energy are two crucial enablers of economic progress. Rate of growth of consumption of energy is directly related to the rate of economic growth. It is said that in order to have 8% of growth in GDP, growth in power sector needs to be around 12%. As per the budget speech of Honorable Finance Minister, for the year 24-25, the estimated growth in GDP is 7.3%, but corresponding growth in energy is required is 10 to 11%. As on date, maximum growth achieved was 8.89% for the year 22-23. Thus, it may kindly be appreciated that to keep the momentum of GDP, growth in energy is still wanting and there is a lot of scope to be added. India per capita energy consumption is 1,300 kilowatt hour, whereas world average is 3,300 kilowatt hour. You must already be aware that SJVN has been listed as one of the renewable energy implementation agencies by Ministry of New and Renewable Energy to meet out the 500 gigawatt target by 2030. As on date, solar projects, firm and dispatchable part, 2,368 megawatt has already been awarded by SJVN. Further tenders of 4,500 megawatt are under finalization and likely to be awarded within this quarter. I once again reiterate that SJVN has a clear vision of installing 25,000 megawatt portfolio in operation by 2030 and 50,000 megawatt by 2040. With the present rate, we will not only achieve the target but may surpass them. As you all may be aware, today my project portfolio stands at 54,370 megawatt. It's open for any questions, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to only use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, madam. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on the renewable portfolio. Is it possible for you to let us know what is the total renewable portfolio under construction? And how much is the capacity where we are L1?
Our total renewable portfolio is approximately, total I said was 54, but under construction, we have total renewable of 2,060, 11 projects. And if you want, I would like to name the projects which we hope to commission in the year 2024. Bagodra Solar Power Project, Gujarat, installed capacity is 70. Bikaner Solar Power Project, Rajasthan, 1,000. We are expecting to commission by June 2024. Gujarat Solar Power Project, UP, 50, February 2024. Raganesta Solar Power Project, Gujarat, 100 megawatt. We propose to commission by February 2024. Aumkareshwar Floating Solar Power Project in the state of Madhya Pradesh, 90 megawatt, we propose to commission by February 2024. In Punjab, we propose to commission 100 megawatt by June 2024. Floating Solar Power Project at Nangal, BBMB, that is Nangal Dam, 15 megawatt, May 2024. Then we have GUVNL Phase 8 SPP project, that is Solar Power Project, Gujarat, 100 megawatt by March 2025. Gujarat, again, Phase 4 Solar Power Project, 260 megawatt, again by March 2025. Phase 7 Khavda Solar Project, Gujarat, 200 megawatt by March 2025. Jumai Solar Power Project in Bihar, 75 megawatt by March 2025. So it's a 2060, that is 2,060 megawatts in the coming year and by March 2025, please.
So my question was, ma'am, we have won a fair amount of projects in this fiscal year, FY24, and many of them we want to receive the LOA. Can you please quantify that number where we are L1 and we haven't received the LOA?
I would request Director of Finance to brief.
Project where we have L1.
And when the time figure out 2060 is under construction, is there any capacity which can come up for, you know, under construction in the next 2-3 months?
Yeah, 5.2 gigawatt is in the total portfolio we have owned. We'll provide you the list separately because...
Understood, sir. So my second question is on the Nepal hydro project. Have you signed the PPA? What is the status? Do we intend to sell in the exchanges? Is it a fair right assumption?
For the project in Nepal, we have signed an agreement with BTC for sale of power. That is Arun 3.
But that's only short term, right? Is it does the PTC have a long term back to back contract?
We signed a PPA agreement with the MOU with PTC and renew also renew power.
And back to back here.
Renew power also. And we are expecting 50% amount, PPA for 50% of the power will be signed within a month. And balance will be for wet power, we are going to issue tender.
And this is a thank you, all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Apoorva Bahadur from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, ma'am. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So what are your thoughts on the HP water cess issue? We have been hearing that the cabinet is considering taking back certain projects which are executing or increasing the cess. So your views on that?
As far as the HP water cess issue is concerned, the matter is sub judice in the Honorable High Court of HP. And even arguments have been completed, and we are expecting the judgment very soon. And we are, I would say that we are very hopeful that this will not be levied, as this tax is not as per the statute as on date.
Understood. For both the projects which are under construction, large ones, Buxar and Arun 3, would you like to share the timelines now? By when do we expect commissioning?
For Arun 3, it will be by February 2025, and for Buxar, it will be first unit in June 24, and next unit in September 24.
I believe there's some delay in Arun 3 from our previous guidance. Buxar, although we have...
Here I would like to inform you that as per the power development PDA signed with Nepal government, the commissioning date was even earlier scheduled in February, though for our own purpose we had squeezed the schedule, but we are very hopeful of commissioning it by, as per the PDA, in February 2025.
Okay. Another question, we see that the snowfall has been quite poor this year, especially in the Himalayan regions. So wanted to check with you what impact do you see, especially for your hydro generation, given that this year itself generation seems to be quite poor?
You are right. There is an overall shortfall of 452.57 billion units, as against our design energy of 8964.49 million units. But I would like to inform you that this is a part and parcel of hydro projects. Even in the year 2018 and 19, we were not able to meet our design energy. But this year again, we've had reasonable snowfall, and so we are hopeful of making it up in next year.
Okay, ma'am. And for this year, whatever revenue under recovery has happened in Q1 and Q3, will that be recouped in Q4?
Not necessarily, because the generation in Q4 will be also same. I see in the same pattern. Already February is on the way, and the generation is similar to that, slightly lesser, you can say.
Yes.
So overall, there is a 10% lesser generation, 10 to 12%.
And you know, the peak months for generation are generally June to September.
Yes.
So it is really not possible to make up in this quarter, because it's the snow does not melt in this quarter. It is only when the temperature rises the snow melts.
Right. And what I wanted to say is that... I believe as per the regulation, half of our fixed cost gets converted to variable cost for hydro projects, right?
Yes.
So in a way, it was fixed cost itself, and because the design energy was poor, right? The generation was poor, hence should not the design energy also change by the regulator? And essentially,
the design energy is only an indication of the energy for which the project has been installed or the machines.
Let me clarify you. In fact, currently in this year we are not going to meet the design energy generation, and for that we will be claiming compensation through CRC, and we are hopeful that we will get some amount.
Okay, understood, sir. And now you are saying the snowfall has been adequate, or because we saw that it was quite delayed. Till January, there was no snowfall.
Now it is adequate.
It was delayed, but we've had reasonable snowfall this year.
In fact, there was impact of less snowfall also. There was, in fact, during summer, this time the rain were more and the temperature rise was less in comparison to last year or any other year. There was no, in fact, in May, June, there was no much heat in the atmosphere. Therefore, the melting was less. It was not due to less snow. It was due to the rise in the temperature.
Less
so hopefully, less rise in the temperature.
Right.
So hopefully it will not repeat.
Generally, it does not get repeated. Yeah. For example, I was telling you that it was in the year 2018-19, but then we picked up cocaine. And so generally, the same temperature variations do not get repeated.
It is a cyclic only.
It is cyclic.
Understood. Ma'am, lastly, if you can provide the breakup for incentive income in this quarter.
Incentive, right. In this quarter. We just, 23, 24. The incentive this quarter has been 7.54. And 8.42 was the figure for the same quarter in last year. So there is a difference of about 10%.
Okay. Then can you provide the breakup of incentive between the UI and the other part, capacity side?
The breakup between capacity?
UI and capacity.
UI and capacity, right. Right. You may know. For the this quarter, 323-24, the capacity charges are 42.24 as against 63.47 for the previous year. And UI, as I already mentioned, was 7.54 this quarter as against 8.42 for the year 22-23. And IUC 1.4 for 23-24 third quarter as against 0.04 last year. So in totality, it is 51.18 this quarter as against 71.93 last year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Abhineet Anand from 3P Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just on Buxar and Narun 3, what are the revised project costs?
What are the revised project costs?
I think Buxar, there is no change in the project cost.
What is the number?
Escalation, escalation will be there, but in Arun 3, there will be slightly change higher side, and we are expecting that the entire project, including transmission line, will be completed within 9,000 crore. Between 8,500 crore to 9,000 crore.
And Buxar, so what is the project cost for Buxar, sir?
Buxar project cost is 10,400 crore. With some escalation, general escalation, it will be closed within 11,000 crore.
Okay. And for Arun 3, you said that presently there is no PPA, right?
50%? Presently there is no PPA.
So you are, I mean, 50% PPA saying within a month can be tied and rest will, you will go for tender and all.
Yes, we are very hopeful. Within a month, people sign PPA for 50%.
So what do you have with PTC and Renew Power? That is an MOU.
It's an MOU.
MOU. No, we have finalized some rates also. The PPA is under, terms and conditions of the PPA is under finalization. It is legal waiting.
Okay. So, I mean, from the RE side, 2060 megawatt is what you said as an under construction. What is the operational and projects that are won but not under construction?
Operational project?
Yes. I think what you are mentioning is pre-construction stage, right?
RE.
Yeah, so if we can just put in three baskets, one that is operational, second that is under construction, which you gave.
Okay.
And third as where you have not started construction, but you have LOA or L1, whatever.
Right. I'll give you a complete brief. Under operation as on date, we have three projects in hydro, 1972 megawatt. In renewable energy, six projects, 254.5 megawatt, and two transmission lines. So that makes a total of 226.5 to be exact. So under construction, hydro is four projects, 1558, thermal one project, 1320, renewable energy 11 projects, 2060, and transmission line of Arun 3, 217 kilometers. Under pre-construction, we have Hydro 4 projects, total megawatts 4,490, renewable 15 projects, total 2,763, and thus the total being 7,253 megawatts, 19 projects. Under survey and investigation, Hydro 13 projects, 3,650.9, Thermal 1, 660 megawatt, total 14 projects, 4,310.9. Under allotment, we have Hydro 10 projects, 2,507, renewable energy 5 projects, 21,000, PSPs 10 projects, 12,135, thus total 25 projects, 35,642.
That's great. I think there is a lot of data. So if we can request the management, if somewhere this could be put, it would be great for all the investors.
Okay, we'll do that.
It will be helpful for everybody, because there is a lot of data that you spoke. Sir, lastly, the three hydro, can you just let us know the regulatory equity separately for all three?
We will let you know the regulatory. What exactly are you asking for, just once again?
Regulated equity for the three hydro.
Okay, regulated equity for the three hydro. Right. Right, right, fine. For Dholasid hydroelectric project, we have a debt equity ratio of 20-20 and estimated regulatory equity is 138. For Luri hydroelectric project, again, ratio we have maintained at 80-20 and 362 is the regulated equity. For Suni Dam, again, 70-30 and 784 is the estimated regulated equity.
Thanks, ma'am. Those were my questions.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Santosh Kumar Khemka, a shareholder. Please go ahead.
See, I along with my son, Vineet Khemka, we are holding 10 lakh shares of SJVN. I am very happy to find that the board has maintained the interim dividend of 1.15. Since we are a long-term investor,
right.
I would like to know your as your ongoing projects, namely Buxar, Arun 3, and Bikaner are going to add substantial power generation capacity to SJVN. I would like to know the approximate commissioning period date of these projects.
Okay. I had already indicated, was June 24 first unit and September
for Buxar.
Buxar.
Expected COD. Arun 3?
Yes. February 2025.
I see. And Bikaner?
And Bikaner, June 24.
December 24.
December 24, right.
Completion. The project will start, partial commissioning will start by September. But we are expecting to complete the entire project, 1000 megawatt, by December 24.
I read somewhere that Bikaner 1000 megawatt will be commissioned by April. Is it true or...
No, it was there, but it is not possible because there is a DCR sales to be, this module to be manufactured from the domestic sale, and the domestic sale capacity has not come up. Tata was doing, it is constructing a plant in Tuticorin, but this plant is delayed. Everything is ready, but due to the module, it is delayed, and we are expecting to get first supply by June 24, and from there we will start part commissioning and we'll complete the project by December 24.
December 24?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's what I had to ask you. Thank you.
In fact, more than the dividend, you are getting a market value for this year.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm happy that you have declared 1.15 per share.
But dividend will not be much for you.
Dividend will be?
Interim dividend will much value for you. The market...
Yes, it is. It is much value for me.
Right. Congratulations.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rohit from Antique. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity. My first question is more to do with the strategy that we earlier wanted to maintain. That is, in Naipaul Bori or Arun 3, our maximum sales will happen through the stock market. Is that continuous or do we want to explore PPA given some political noises that we have heard?
For Naipaul Bori, currently we are selling in the market through exchange, selling electricity through exchange. And we are trying to tie up long-term PPA. But currently we are getting a very good rate. In fact, in December rate we are not good, but in market we are getting a very good rate. And
if Arun 3 were to be sold into the spot market at say 6.5 or 7 rupees, what could be that additional windfall EBITDA that you would make, say from your typical fixed cost that you incur?
Yeah. This 6 rupee plus will be the rate from which we will be getting. We are trying to tie up long-term PPA, but currently we are selling in the market through exchange. And for Arun 3, 50% capacity, we are going to tie up within a month or two. And for rest of the capacity, we will be floating a tender for wet power. And hopefully within a month or two, we will be closing that also. And this Arun 3 power will be sold as a merchant power. And RPO obligation has also been given by the Government of India, allowed by Government of India on case-to-case basis.
Got it. Can you just elaborate more on the pumped hydro part? Where exactly are we in? What stages of construction are we in?
Which hydro?
Pumped hydro project.
Hydro, in fact, all are in the pre-feasibility stage only. We have to prepare the DPR and finalize, see the viability, and then we'll go for the... Yeah.
Thank you. That's it from my side.
Okay. Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Mohit Surana from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Ma'am, just one question. We had guided for a capacity of around 12 gigawatt by the end of financial year 2026. Can you please let me know whether we can achieve that or will there be some kind of delay in final execution?
No, I think by the year 26 we'll surely achieve. As I said, a number of projects are under construction which will soon be finalized. In this quarter itself, in March, we are adding three. As I said, Ranmesa we are adding, Gurai we are adding, Omkareshwar we are adding, and other projects which are listed to be added for the year 24-25 are total 11 in number and 2060 from renewable, and then we'll also be commissioning Dholasar, Luri. So we are very close to our target.
Understood. Thank you, ma'am. And one last question related to the rooftop solar. I just wanted to understand what kind of contribution that SJVN can receive in terms of revenue or tariff through the installation, and out of the 40 gigawatt, how much, you said three states are allotted to SJVN. So yes. How much could be the share of SJVN, and what kind of numbers can we think of onto this segment?
The numbers are yet to come up. We have been, around 1 crore households are to be provided rooftop. SJVN has been allocated three states. Households have already been identified, and soon that list will be shared to us. So what we can say is that if the government is aiming at 40 gigawatt, the SJVN is one of the main players, and so around 4 to 5 gigawatt will fall in our pocket.
Understood.
In fact, the modality for the implementation is yet to be finalized.
Yes.
So when modality is finalized, then we can work out our revenue and profitability.
Yes.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have a next question. Okay, the participant's line is disconnected. Due to time constraints, we'll take that as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Elara Securities for closing comments. Over to you.
Yeah, so we thank Jeven management for giving us an opportunity to host this call. And we also thank all the investors and the analysts for joining this call.
Thank you. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thanks a lot.
On behalf of Elara Securities, that concludes the conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.